This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Both. Both. You can have both. You can be a fucking ninja entrepreneur, fucking hardcore capitalist, and build fucking the fucking biggest business in the world, and you could be an awesome person and give back to society at scale for the people that don't have it as easy. You can inspire them, you can give them, you can help them. You can do both if you've got the talent.
Kind of have this big framework of like my ambitions and my selfless agenda. Meaning, I want to buy the New York Jets. I'm a businessman. I'm trying to do shit. Like, I'm deep web three because I think it's the future. Like, I'm putting in the time because that's an opportunity. I run a humongous company with 1,800 employees. Like, I'm trying to build an empire. Comma, I have a personality trait that is unusual for an empire building assassin. Which is, I'm not tearing down everybody around me. Mm-hmm. I'm not a sharp elbows. I'm a nice guys actually finish first dude.
Right.
And at some point I realized enough people were watching me that I'm like, fuck it. Let me like really teach people that this is possible. Mm-hmm. That you can be very successful and happy and you don't have to be a dick face.
Right.
I love tenacity. I love competition. I love, we've got that down. We don't have the soft things down to balance it, to make it palpable.
How, so for me, I recognized.
What soft things?
What's that?
What soft things?
Patience, empathy,
compassion.
These are soft skills, kindness. We don't think about kindness as a fucking foundation to business success. We do not think that being kind is gonna make us rich. Right? That's a soft skill, right? Sympathy. Somebody's out of work for 3-4 weeks because somebody in their family died, but they're not producing for you, and now you're giving them an email saying if you're not back in work in 2 weeks, you don't have a job. Where's your fucking sympathy, dick face? That's soft skills. That's soft skills. And we don't think they have a place in business, and I think that's where the opportunity of this conversation this evening is about. We need to have a very big conversation in the business world about how much kindness, compassion, empathy are the superpowers of business. People don't think so. When I talk about kindness, and I talk about it a lot, my favorite email is like, title, all caps, Gary, you're wrong. I'm like, here we go. I open it up. You don't get it, Gary. You talk about kindness, I'm always kind and everybody takes advantage of me and walks all over me. And I reply, hey, Rick. Maybe you're manipulating the situation because you want somebody to walk all over you a little bit because you're actually subconsciously trying to create leverage. Because let me promise you one thing about actual kindness if you're confused by the definition. Actual kindness means giving without expectation. And I believe in business, what is very clear to me is people think kindness and they use kindness, but what it really is a slight version of manipulation. You're doing something with thinking something else is gonna happen. You're referring because you think you're gonna, and it's all good. It's nice to maybe think, but don't confuse that with kindness. That's called strategy. Don't say you're kind. Say you're throwing out reels and trying to hope it returns. Own what it actually is. I think that I am nice today and want to be this super nice business warrior because my mother always cheered when I was nice to people. When I would open the door, I mean, I vividly remember opening the door for an elderly lady when I was 8 years old at McDonald's, and you would have thought that I won the Nobel Peace Prize. She made it such a big deal. And I think if your child, one of the biggest reasons so few people are entrepreneurs is because parents focus on giving kids accolades on grades in school, which only trains them to become workers.
No EQ.
It's not an EQ thing. Plenty of good students have good EQ. It's training your child when they're a young animal that you get validation by somebody else who makes a subjective opinion every 30 days, which is exactly how you become an employee. Right? So if you were fortunate to, I mean, this is a fortunate thing. I think we haven't gotten to beauty privilege in society yet, but it's, you want to talk about real privilege? Look how handsome and gorgeous people live life, right? If you have a child like that and you are reaffirming their outward appearance, they will become incredibly insecure later in their life. Money in the bank. If one believes that their validation comes from their physical appearance, they become vulnerable, right? If sports is what is their validation, when they can't get to the highest levels, it becomes a demise. So I think what we need to focus on, both for children and definitely for employees, which is why I think we have great culture, focus on people that show humanity. Cheer kindness. I want to build the greatest and largest and most successful entrepreneurial career of all time. Of all time. However, I have consistently kept people around me who are B's and C's in their skill set, but are A plus human beings, because A plus human beings with B minus skills always beat A plus talent with C minus personality.
Legacy is all encompassing. It's not just how much money. My legacy is not that I made a lot of money and bought the Jets. My legacy is that, unlike every other business person I know today, I'm gonna do that and I'm gonna impact tens of millions of people to have a better life than they would have had they not crossed my path. What do you think about that?